Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I've got a special guest today. We go back a long ways, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Welcome, Greg Snyders. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you.
Yes. Greg, now there's a few other Greg Snyders out there, aren't there? You get mixed up with some people?
Well, mine is S-N-I-D-E-R with no S on the end.
Right.
And then there's a lot of S-N-Y-D-E-R-S, Snyders.
Okay. Just a little bit about Greg. Greg helped create, owns, and operates a very large company, General Waste Services, that has been removing doing asbestos for how many years now?
This is our 39th year.
39 years, right. And they do $7 to $10 million a year. Greg is one of the most phenomenal businessmen that I know, for sure, and proud to have him as my friend. Now, Greg, you're married.
Yes.
To Mindy.
Yes.
Yes. And you have a couple children.
Yes, I do.
Tell me about your boys.
Two sons. One is 29 years old, and the other one's 25.
How'd that happen?
Yeah. Shanahan and Reagan are
yes.
the names.
Now, we both went to high school together. You were a couple years younger.
Yes.
You were a standout basketball player in high school.
Maybe.
There wasn't much to you. How much did you weigh in high school? You were like
160.
I don't know. I think you were pushing it. I don't know if you had weighed. That was
as a senior.
Yeah. Went on to play basketball at Illinois College.
That's correct.
And got your accounting degree.
Yes.
At Illinois.
Yep.
Graduated. What year did you graduate?
Graduated in 1984.
1984. Now, right out of college, you could have taken a number of different jobs, right?
That's correct.
But you were looking for a choice job.
I was.
Yes. And we ended up in the same building. We both had really choice jobs.
Yes, we did.
I was working as a teacher at St. Norbert's, and you working at, what was your job again?
I was working as the janitor.
Yes, you were working as the janitor. Right.
You were on the top floor. I was on the bottom floor.
Well, we knew each other, but we really became friends when you were working at the school. And I think Father Bauer probably hooked you in on that too, didn't he?
He did. I had worked multiple summers for Father Bauer, loved every minute of it, you know, mowed the cemeteries, took care of the buildings, and did the janitorial work. And I, like I said, I graduated from Illinois College in May of 1984, interviewed for some accounting jobs, bookkeeper jobs, and just thought, I wanted to wait, try to find a better opportunity. My parents were about ready to kill me. They wanted me to just take a job and get started.
That's
somewhere.
My parents were too.
But I was working as a janitor for Father Bauer at St. Norbert's, and I ended up doing that until May of 1985. And I was approached by
before we get into this. Okay. I just want to let the listeners know about you. All right. You came from very humble beginnings.
Yes, I did.
Up on Blue Ridge.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say, were you poor? Were you considered? There's a lot of rich people in Calhoun, but you guys had a big family.
Yes.
And
we were definitely at the poverty line, and probably below it.
Yes. And I remember when I got to know you that you'd come up with these schemes to make money. Here you're working at a janitor. Hey, Chris, what do you think about this? Tell us about a couple of things that you did to make money.
I had a very entrepreneurial spirit, and I always enjoyed selling things.
Uh-huh.
And couple of things I did in college to make money to help pay for college was we came up with a bumper sticker for the Kentucky Derby in 1983, Run for the Roses. And we went down.
Who's we?
Marcus Rankin, one of my college basketball teammates.
Okay.
He had the same. He's very entrepreneurial, too. And we went down there, and it rained like a monsoon.
Yes.
And we didn't do very well selling the bumper stickers, mainly because of the rain. And that, so that was kind of a
what was on the bumper sticker?
It was 1983 Kentucky Derby Run for the Roses.
And that was it?
That was it. That okay. was it.
So did you make money on that one?
No, we did not.
Okay.
But then we tried, we didn't give up. We tried again. We sewed, this was after the Cardinals had won the World Series in 1982. We came up with another bumper sticker that said 1983 Cardinals, Whitey's Gang is back.
Yes.
And we sold like 2,800 of those. And we did it over the summer. I practically lived with Marcus that summer, and we went door to door in Godfrey and Alton, and people would try to tell us, you know, it was like, well, you know, we'll let you know, and you know, you might want to come back. Well, we came back, and they basically we sold them for a dollar a piece. They basically gave us a dollar just to get rid of us, but we were very persistent. And that was a huge success.
Okay, now one thing we got to talk about is, of course, I knew you were a great basketball player and smart, so I said, hey, how about coming working for me? Because I was coaching. I was a head basketball coach at Calhoun, and I said, man, I could use somebody like you. So we joined forces, and we had a heck of a season and turned things around. And our big claim to fame, of course, was
winning the Winchester tournament for the first time in the history of Calhoun High School basketball. Chris, that was one of the best years of my life. I enjoyed that. I was busy with work because we, you know, by then we were rocking and rolling because I started in May of 85, and that was that year, that season. And I think that might have been your third year.
Yeah,
and,
it was.
And you did such a great job because every year the team did better. And that third year was kind of the pinnacle. And that was a special team, and the teams that we beat in that Winchester tournament, because it wasn't just us. It seemed like
it was
one of those years where every school was loaded, including a little school like Perry.
Well, you know, Carrollton ended up going to state.
And Carrollton went to state.
Yeah, they
and it was phenomenal. Winchester was loaded. Marquette was
no.
Loaded.
I'm sorry, Winchester went to state.
Yeah, Winchester right. went to state.
Yeah. Yeah, Carrollton was loaded.
Marquette was loaded.
Yeah. Yes, and we were rated, I think maybe third or fourth going into that thing, and I tell you what, we won that by just the tenacity of the players.
Oh, those
the players that we had, they were just something else.
You were such a great motivator, Chris, and I think the highlight of that whole thing was beating Marquette. I mean, Marquette had the legendary coach Mike Waldo.
Yes.
At the time, and we beat them, and that was special.
In the last seconds, five yes. seconds left, I think yes. we ended up scoring 5 points in yeah. the last seconds of the game.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Some fluke.
It was crazy.
Okay, that was fun. And when we were coaching, we're the only Calhoun team that's won the tournament. It's been going on for 100 years.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
from Calhoun.
Right. That's right. That's our claim to fame right claim. There.
I hope they get that statue done.
Yeah, yeah. We're still waiting.
Yes. So anyway, hey, if you're just joining us now, I have Greg Snyders. He runs General Waste Services. It's a multi-million dollar company, asbestos removal. Grew up in Calhoun. Now lives in Godfrey, I believe.
And yes.
We're just talking talking about business and how this all came about. Now, tell us how you got into asbestos removal. Because, I mean, it's a long shot from janitorial, you know, and bumper stickers.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I was actually approached by a gentleman that lived in Hardin, and he was basically in need of a bookkeeper, accountant, and he had one project, and it was a time and material cost plus project at the Owens, Illinois Glassworks. They just closed it down a couple years earlier, and they just, you know, they wanted to get the asbestos out. So we had a crew of five people there. These five workers were all from Calhoun. All five of them had.
He got into asbestos early. That was when asbestos removal early.
Yeah, very early. Yeah, that was. As a matter of fact, I think it was Specialty Waste Services at the time. That was the company that we started. We got the third license in the state of Illinois.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, we got the third issued license, and you know, these guys from Calhoun, not only were they great people, but these guys hadn't worked in 3 to 4 years. We were coming out of the Jimmy Carter years, and you know, it was 20% interest rates,
right?
You know, recession, you know, probably depression, really. Mm-hmm. But it was tough, and these guys, we really had no money, and we started at, you know, started the company basically with $5,000, and it was borrowed. These guys actually agreed to wait to get their paychecks after we got our first check from Owens, Illinois. And that's how we started. And when we went into this, the gentleman from Hardin that talked me into this, what happened was I researched it, and I was like, man, this looks like this could be something.
This could be big. This could be better than bumper stickers.
This could be better than bumper stickers. My parents had a different opinion. They were pretty upset that I went down this road. And the deal was, he told me, you know, he says, I can't pay you much, but, you know, offer you a piece of the company. And so that was very attractive to me. And I'd kind of made my mind up, even though I could have sat for my CPA test, I really couldn't see doing tax returns and trying to meet the deadlines.
You were an entrepreneur. You wanted to make money.
So this was something I was extremely, interested in. But at the time, insurance, because the industry was so new.
Yeah.
The insurance was ridiculous. For general liability insurance, when we started, it was 20% of your revenues. That's what they charged, because they had no idea what the risk, you know, they had, right, because there was no data to evaluate the risk in that. And of course, slowly that came all the way down, you know, that started coming down, but it was so expensive in the beginning that the Hardin guy that attracted me, he was actually thinking about going into the tire business and doing used tires and that. And just because the insurance was so tough, bonding was even almost impossible to get, at the time. You basically had to put up dollar for dollar collateral to be able to bond a project and to work in schools and that. So when we started out, we thought, I don't know if we're going to end up doing this, staying in this. First year, we did $262,000 in revenue. The second year, we stayed in it. We struggled
along. Okay, now you were union, right?
We were, Specialty Waste Services. We had a unique situation. We were signatory with the Congress of Independent Unions. As it turned out, This union, their national headquarters was in Alton, Illinois. So, I've been blessed in so many ways, and this was just another one. They were located right there in Alton, Illinois, and the advantages with being signatory with them, they had no geographical restrictions or no trade craft restrictions. So our guys, you know, with working in the asbestos every day, we could use all of our own guys to go do a school project or go do another project where other companies were forced to maybe get guys out of the hall. And this business, the asbestos abatement business, is very unique. It's labor intensive. It's not the most desirable work. I mean, you have to wear a respirator. You have to wear, you know, the hood and boot coverall, the moon suit, yes. A lot of people call. It's extremely hot. It's you know, a lot of times you're working
around. You
got to
be tough.
But, you know, live steam pipes. So it's nothing for it to be 130 degrees inside of a containment. And so it really takes a person that is really willing to do hard work. And fortunately for us, Calhoun was loaded with those kind of people. And I mean, through the years, we've employed, you know, hundreds of different people. And not only in Calhoun, Greene County, we've very good success there, and Jersey County, but probably Calhoun, Greene, and Jersey were the three, and that's really where all of our core people came from, to put it to where we're at today.
Okay, so you started out the first year, you did $260,000 revenue.
Yeah.
Then what happened? Go ahead, give us me.
Well, we ended up we were trying to decide, do we want to stay in this or keep? We just kept getting job. You know, we keep getting little jobs here and there, and we were fortunate because there were so few companies doing it. We were able to basically bid, buying the equipment into the bid. So, you know, we were able to, you know, that's how we were able to kind of grow the thing from within. Because like I said, we didn't start out with any capital.
Right.
And so the second year we did $1.1 million.
Nice.
And we thought, man, we're really doing something here.
Yeah.
So we went from 5 employees, laborers, to 25 out in the field, just field people. The third year was beyond belief. What happened was we were approached by Shell Oil refinery there in Wood River to fill out this qualifications package to try to become qualified to bid work within the refinery. This thing was, I mean, I forget, it was, I want to say it was 75 pages, 80 pages. At the same time, I get this mailer in the mail wanting to know if I wanted to fill out a qualification package for a company called Equitable Life Insurance out of Chicago.
Yeah.
And they solicited us because they just went through and saw who was a licensed asbestos contractor. So I looked it over. It was a lot of work, but I'd already just done this one for Shell, and so it wasn't that much more work. So I thought, I'll go ahead. So I go ahead and fill that one out, send it in. They invite us to come to Chicago to bid a project at the Ford City Complex, which is this huge warehouse that's probably a mile or two long off Cicero Avenue in South Chicago. And this warehouse, it's the only place in the world they make Tootsie Rolls. They had a Tootsie Roll factory there. And the job was these transite plenums up on the rooftop. So it was a big job. It wasn't difficult. It was just a lot of work. So we ended up putting a bid in on that project, and our bid was $2.8 million. And we had to I put together a technical proposal on how we were going to do the job. And we ended up getting a call back and had to go up there for a meeting. Come to find out, we were at 2.8. There was another company that was at 2.7. They liked the technical proposal so well, they decided, hey, we're going to spend, you know, the extra $100,000. We're going to give you guys a job. So we end up getting this job. And it, I mean, this job is huge.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So we go from 25 employees to 125 employees. And so we're up there on this job, and it was probably, I think it was like 4 or 5 months long that the job was. We start removing these transite panels. And so they had, there was a, you know, outside panel and inside panel. Well, the company that did the asbestos survey, they tested the panels, but they didn't test in between the panels. Uh-oh. And they had this blown in asbestos insulation inside the panels.
Okay. Then what happened?
So, make a long story short, we got a little change order for $4.4 million. So, this ended up, here we are in 1987, and we've just completed a $7.2 million job. At that time, it was our understanding it was the largest asbestos abatement project that had been done in the United States. So that kind of like put us on the map.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. So that year we ended up doing $9.2 million. And then it was kind of, Katie bore the door
from then on. That,
from then on.
Yeah. And, you were top of the game.
Yeah, we were.
Overnight.
We were, and needless to say, we did real well on the job. So we were properly capitalized and everything after that project. And I mean, just having that on your resume was big. Impressive. It was big. It was big.
So now your boys are continuing the business and helping you in the business.
Yep. I'm real blessed there. Shanahan went to Western Illinois University and majored in accounting. So he's got basically the same background that I've got. He's handling all the payroll, the bid preparation, the invoicing. He likes the desk work, the indoor work. Reagan he likes the hands-on. He likes being out there on the outside, and he's actually running the operations end of it. So, he's managing the project supervisors and keeping up with the customers, and he's being trained by another Calhoun legend by the name of Donnie Braden.
Oh yeah.
And
well, that's a whole nother episode.
That's a whole nother episode.
Hey, great to have you in. You know what? We've run out of time.
Okay.
So, but, so much, I mean, just a great story, and, proud to have you as a longtime friend.
Yep.
And you take care out there.
Chris, thank you for having me. And I want to congratulate you on acquiring WJBM. The Tri-County is lucky to have you.
Well, thanks. All right. I appreciate that.